Welcome back to the Morning Eye Opener on News Talk 1450 KNSI. Thanks for having me on with you this morning. I'm your host, Michael John Smith. If you're just joining us, you know we're talking about a heavy topic, which happens periodically on my show, and that's what it's about. And with me, I have Jeanette Blonigan Clancy. Hi, Jeanette. How are you?
I'm fine.
I'm not slaughtering your name, I hope.
No, okay. You're doing such a nice job on it.
I love it. It's a little Frenchy.
Jeanette? Yes.
Jeanette. Yeah. But anyway, you're an author, and your current book is called God Is Not Three Guys in the Sky, Cherishing Christianity Without Its Exclusive Claims. So we're kind of dissecting that book, and we're talking before of how often people who practice a certain religion oftentimes are so involved and immersed in it that they have a hard time seeing other viewpoints. Yeah. And we're all sort of pointing in the same direction as what we're talking about. But in your book, how do you suggest religions can get along with other religions without...
You know, earlier you were asking about my background. Here's something else that contributed, I think.
Okay.
I did not know English until I went to grade school.
Really?
Yeah.
What'd you speak?
German.
Oh.
I was a Stearns County German.
I don't hear the this and that in your voice.
Well, no. Oh, I worked very hard. Very hard to overcome it, see. So I always had that attitude. I remember I had a younger sister, and I was my older brothers and sisters were going to school already, so they knew some English, and I would try to Englishize my
German.
and I was saying something, and my younger sister said, "You talk funny." But, you know, even back then, I was trying to look at things differently from the... I don't know why I started doing that.
Well, you must be an artist.
Well,
something like that.
My friends are artists.
You strike me as an artistic person. Yeah. The reason why is because they're just a little... Yeah. Don't get me wrong, artists.
The ability to
you're a little
be
off.
Different.
Yeah,
right.
And that's okay, too. I like... Yeah. It's
well,
fine.
I think you're probably an artist.
Thanks. So what are you saying? I'm a weirdo? I'm off? No, just kidding. I'm not an artist necessarily, but I'm
sure.
Definitely creative.
I belong to an art community.
Yeah. So I think we all get a nice thing about that is a different perspective of things. I think it's
good. Right.
Cool.
And so we have to understand how other people think.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm doing in my book. I'm saying that this is the thing. The key to understanding and getting along with other religions is understanding that all religious language is figurative. We don't say that we're going to die and go to heaven and we're going to meet a guy named Father. That doesn't, everybody knows that. And yet people always assume that God has to be he and Jesus, this certain other individual is a son of, and that God without any female help at all had a son, you know, some kind of a miracle.
Well, see, that's what it's about. See,
it's
people would say, Jeanette, you're wrong. That's what it's about. It's a miracle.
See, I have to talk about myth. It's myth.
And myth and doctrine.
To say that it's religious myth is not to slam it, but we have to understand that it's myth, and therefore it is not literally true. Religious myth is honorable and true.
Mm-hmm.
And it has a powerful effect on people, but religious myth is not factual and it's not historical. We have to understand that it's not also, religious myth is not like myth in the ordinary, you know, if McCain was saying, slamming things about Obama, we say, ugh, that's myth. Or if the Democrats were saying something slamming about the Republicans, ugh, that's myth.
Right.
You know, in the popular parlance, myth is something bad. It's just foolish fiction.
Right.
And that's not true of religious myth. Religious myth is really, really does have the power to transport people into an ethereal, well, it puts people in communion with what we call God.
Okay.
And I say what we call God because it's not the typical understanding of God. It's something that we can't define, you know.
What do you say, you know, for folks who... you know, if they, like I said earlier, they don't ever want to question a doctrine because that's kind of questioning a doctor, you know,
yeah,
I mean, and.
Well, see, and you were right.
And
you're
so you just.
Close to it. You said something about you don't want to question a doctor, but even less do you want to question the priest who tells us how to get to heaven. And it's true that we have to really respect holiness. And religions do connect us with this holiness, But we can't turn off our minds. And my book is for critical thinkers, for people who are asking these questions already. I have so many readers who tell me, ah, you really helped me to understand why I was thinking these things. Why should I pray to Jesus when it doesn't make sense to me to pray to a man? You know?
Well, what about, okay, if it's a female?
Yeah.
Does it make a difference? Does gender make a difference?
For women, the holiness inside could be a feminine kind of holiness. You probably know that in prehistorical times, God was a woman.
Really?
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
There are thousands of figurines, archaeological pieces of evidence that show us that in prehistoric times, the holiness that all human beings seem to relate to was imagined as a woman because a woman gave birth. Women gave birth.
For instance, I see.
One of the neat stories that I ran across in my School of Theology studies was there was a Bible translator in Chad, Africa, who he was translating the Bible for these people in Chad. And he said it just went against their grammar to talk about God as he and him, because after all, had a man ever given birth?
Makes sense, I suppose. But yeah. There goes a miracle again, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to give the website information out here. We haven't done that yet for people to go to, because I imagine there's a lot of questions that we've probably stirred up and we don't maybe have enough time to answer some of them. But the contact information, if you're wanting to check out Jeanette's website, it's www.godisnotthreeguys.com. And three is the number three.
It's the number three. Don't spell it out.
Yeah.
So godisnotthreeguys.com.
Right.
And I write a blog at that place, too. So
okay.
If you click on blog, they can read all kinds of stuff. Actually, the last two posts are about abortion. I'm saying that you can be Catholic and you don't have to vote against Democrats because they're not trying to overturn Roe versus Wade.
Mm.
You don't have to do that. There can be other issues. It's not doctrine that you must vote for Republicans because...
Okay, well, we'll just let people go out and decide that. We'll stick with this this topic. It's heavy enough. We'll just some more, okay?
Right.
I don't want to get into that.
That'd be another show, though. That's just my blog.
Oh, yeah, it's all right. Yeah, and it's your opinion. By the way, folks, this is Jeanette's opinion and my opinion, so I don't want you to call a station if you're upset or if we happen to, you know, make you upset. That's not what we're trying to do at all. We're just having a conversation. So, but I know that there's some folks who, you know, a lot of times I'll ask, and I'm going to ask you in a minute, I'll just do it right now. Where is heaven for you? Where is heaven and hell for you? Now, before you answer that, the reason why I'm bringing this up is a lot of times I'll bring this up to some folks and they'll look at me funny because it's like, what do you mean? It's up in the clouds. It's up, you know, heaven.
Really?
It's up there, you know. And
I really run into people who still believe.
I do. Mm-hmm.
Right?
And they're generally a little older, or it's generally a little more conservative. Oh. I don't ask everybody, but those who I have asked have not had that asked of them before, really don't know how to answer it.
Oh.
And because they're just so used to that. You go up to heaven and there's God and, you know, all that stuff, you know, all the folks that are going to be there. And for me, I think, you know, heaven's inside you, really.
Yes.
And it's, you know, and I've flown around the world and with Jim, and there hasn't been any pearly gates up in the clouds. Let me tell you, we've been up there.
See, that's about literalism.
Yeah. So when we come back, I wanna get an answer from you where heaven and hell is. You're listening to The Morning Eye Opener on News Talk 1450 KNSI.